It's new music time here again at WNCW's On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. We have a sampling of some of the artists making a big splash on our airwaves lately, including a live 1963 album from the late great Doc Watson, R&B from England's James Hunter, and newer voices as well, with a new spin on reggae from Holly Cook, hypnotic desert soundscapes from Three Hat Trio, thick jazz grooves from Charlie Peacock, and much more. We'll also get to a segue of the week with a band that seemed poised to break out into international stardom, only to vanish from our sight just 5 years ago. The good news is that we're expecting something new from them this year. Thanks for listening to episode 33 of On the Way Up, and I encourage you to support the music of the artists you enjoy hearing here, and invite you to support Grassroots Radio WNCW 2. You can become a member and help keep our boat afloat anytime by visiting our website at wncw.org. We begin with a pristine archival recording of Doc Watson from February of 1963, his performance at Club 47 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This was a few years or so since Doc was discovered by Ralph Rensselaer and Eugene Earle, who traveled to the mountains of North Carolina on a scouting trip for traditional artists to record. Doc had already played in New York City 2 years prior, but his star had not yet risen, as he had yet to play at Newport Folk Festival later that year and go on to release his debut album the next year. But Cambridge was the first place that really got Doc and welcomed him in the same fashion that the rest of the world soon would. From Live at Club 47, here's Doc Watson with Train That Carried My Girl From Town.
My ears are just about too big for this doggone thing that holds that harp up there. I'm gonna have to get me a different one, I think. I might have Johnny Harrell, if he's around somewheres, to come up here and pick a little guitar for me if we got one in the house. And I might pick a fiddle tune on the guitar. Well, if he hadn't got here, I'll go on right where I took off from. Oh, I got a good one coming up here. This year and that there. Wait a minute. I'll not do. I guess a lot of the people that was here that's here now heard me do this on the concert last night. That train that carried my girl from town. So I'll do another one of the old Frank Hutchinson tunes. Well, I had another in mind as good as that one, but okay, I'll do that one then. It's a little trouble to change your wires on this thing to that for that song, but it's worth it. Hey, you get them there. One time I was playing a concert down in New York City, and when I got down to the next to the last number on the show, no, I had two more numbers, I started to tune it back from it, and I broke one of the wires. It broke it slick in two right up there, and I just forgot about that next to the last number and played one on the auto harp. Nobody ever knew what happened. If that had been the first show I ever played on the stage, it'd have scared me to death. Where was you when the train left town? I stand on the corner with my head hung down. There goes the train that carried my girl from town. If I know her number, boys, and flag her down. Hey, that train carried my girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. She's rolling away from the depot now. Wish to the Lord that the train would wreck, kill that engineer and break that fireman's neck. Rations on the table and the coffee's getting cold, and some dirty rounders took my jelly roll. Hey, that train done carried my girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. That's pretty, ain't it now? Oh, talk to me, guitar. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Can you show me the woman that a man can trust? Hey,
that train, carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. There goes my girl, somebody bring her back, 'cause she's got her hand in my money sack. Hello, Central, give me 609. I'd like to talk to that woman of mine. Hey, that train done carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah. I'm gonna try shillions now what it sounded like when that train went out of here.
Sometimes I wonder how anyone can be happy in winter, happy in autumn, without the sunshine. I hear rock bottom, down, 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 down. Girl, put your shirts on. We're going out today. We're gonna stay warm. No clouds are in the way. This ain't no winter. This ain't no autumn. We wanted blue skies, and now we got them. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down,
aerobics, yeah.
Don't look back. Settle down your soul. Settle down your soul. Old dust devil sweeping up this track. Settle down your soul. Settle down your soul.
That's Three Hat Trio, spelled with the numeral three, followed by Hat Trio, all in lowercase. Hal Cannon on guitar, banjo, and vocals, with Eli Rankel on violin, and Greg Istock on double bass, vocals, and percussion make up the group. They make a heady mix of folk music fused with minimalist psychedelia, inspired by the desert lands near Zion National Park in Utah. That was Dust Devil from their third album, Lord of the Desert. In the middle, a newcomer to the WNCW airwaves, Sydney Lindella Ward, known as Sunny War. She calls Venice Beach, California, home now and grew up in Nashville before moving to Detroit and eventually to the West in her teens. She found a home in the punk scene in L.A., but her sound shifted over to a more blues, roots bass, and that's when she started to get noticed. She says, "I feel like I'm a blues guitarist, but I don't think I'm a blues artist. I only use the scales and techniques that I know, and the only time I was trained in music was on blues guitar. I really love Elizabeth Cotton and Mississippi John Hurt." Sunny gave us the title track to her third album, With the Sun. Beginning the show was Arthel Doc Watson, and a tune that reminds us how his innovation of flat-picking fiddle tunes on guitar, and an electric guitar at that, was what helped distinguish him early on. That was The Train That Carried My Girl From Town, originally recorded by Frank Hutchinson in 1926. Now, here's First Aid Kit.
Yeah.
Sometimes the night cuts through me like a knife. I know it's a shame.
I'm your man. I got eyes for nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you. Now I've seen what the true love means. I've walked the line since then. You're the living definition of a love so fine I don't need to look it up again. I got eyes for nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you. I got eyes for nobody but you. I'm gonna hold and wait. I'm gonna play it straight, 'cause I've got too much to lose. Understand, I'm a one-woman man, and I don't need telling who. I've got eyes for nobody but you. I've got eyes for nobody but you. I've got eyes for nobody but you.
Stay Alive here on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up, from Holly Cook's album, Vessel of Love. Two English artists on American labels in that set, with Holly Cook on the North Carolina imprint Merge Records and James Hunter on Daptone. Holly Cook is the second artist on our show with roots in punk music and a completely different sound now. Cook got her start at age 19 in the band The Slits for their reformation in 2006, touring with them for 4 years before she released her solo debut, following that with a dub album and then performances with the Stone Roses and on the show later with Jules Holland when things really started to take off for her. The James Hunter Six gave us I Got Eyes from Whatever It Takes, another retro R&B and soul exploration from Hunter and producer Bosco Mann. Harkening back to the music of artists like Sam Cooke and Georgie Fame, the former Railroad Switchman packs his songs with tight grooves, shuffles, rumba, and Latin stylings. Hunter also has plenty of room to show off his talent on the guitar throughout the 10 tracks here. He's been a favorite here at WNCW for many years, and I'll never forget hanging out backstage with James at Leaf back in 2013. We had this wonderful, far-reaching conversation about everything from music to politics, and I could understand about half of what he said through his English accent. It was still a great conversation from what I could tell. We began in Sweden with sisters Clara and Johanna Söderberg singing It's a Shame from their fourth album, Ruins. It has been a while since we've had a First Aid Kit record, as the sisters took more than 3 years off, lived in different countries, and eventually got back together to record with an all-star cast, including REM's Peter Buck on guitar, Midlake's Mackenzie Smith and Wilco's Glenn Koch on percussion, their father on bass, and a half a dozen experienced session players. Clara's breakup actually helped bring the sisters back together, and there are plenty of themes of loss and regret running through the album, including that song, It's a Shame. There's a more Americana direction on this, too, to my ears, like the pedal steel you heard there. Going forward now with a completely different sound. If you've listened to WNCW for a day or for decades, you know that we love to change directions and cover a lot of bases. Here's Curtis Rausch, followed by our segue of the week. Taking you back to the year 2013 for our segue of the week here, that was Treetop Flyers with Things Will Change from The Mountain Moves, an album that was a huge hit with us at WNCW. They're from London, England, and this was their first album. They also had an EP in 2009. They had a fresh take on the Laurel Canyon and 70s folk rock kind of sound, which had them poised for what we thought would be an even bigger follow-up, but it never came, at least not stateside. I got to MC the band when they made their first appearance in Asheville, North Carolina, the year after this record came out, and got to hear a much different sound from the five-piece, much more in a soul direction, but great nonetheless. They released that second album, Palomino, but it was available only as an import here in the U.S. Now their website reports that new music is coming this year, so hopefully we'll have U.S. distribution again. At the top was Curtis Rausch and the song Real Love from his Cosmic Campfire Music. That's a pretty good description of his sound, which seems to have a lot of those 70s folk rock vibes and a kind of soft psychedelia going on. Rausch was a member of the Bright Light Social Hour before making this solo debut, playing all the instruments himself and composing the songs on his laptop before recording on analog tape. One more tune in our episode, and it's a jazz number dedicated to producer David Rubinson and keyboard legend Herbie Hancock. This is Charlie Peacock with Automat. Thank you. A lot of people know him as a gospel artist and producer. He's also produced records by artists like Holly Williams and the Civil Wars. But Charlie Peacock is a jazz man as well, and he gives us a fantastic new record called When Light Flashes, Help is on the Way. That was the song Automat, which is one word and has mat with two T's. His band features heavy hitters Jeff Coffin, Felix Pastorius, and Andy Leftwich, among others, with originals like that song mixed with a cover of Dylan's Masters of War and a beautiful reading of Daniel Lanois' Still Water. We're playing this in our weekday and weeknight mix, and it is getting a lot of attention from host Roland Dieroff on his Saturday morning Jazz and Beyond as well. Well, that's it for our show. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, for WNCW's On the Way Up. We hope you'll support the artists you enjoy hearing here and consider becoming a member of WNCW as well. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us out.
Sing a new song.